This is episode 1737. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, getting ready to do for yourself one of the best things you could possibly do, and that is to meditate. I'll be sharing a meditation technique with you today. In fact, you will be layering the different meditation techniques we've been exploring all week long in our theme this week, which is all about mental and emotional health. You have explored ways to manage and improve your mental and emotional wellness. And in these times of unprecedented mental and emotional health challenges, you are doing something for yourself that will benefit your life. And you may even be able to share some of your insight with others who may be struggling with their own mental and emotional wellness. So as you do the meditation today, I want to share with you a little insight. I have been researching this topic all week long, and I want to share a final insight with you. And that is an insight from the Cellini Institute, Women's Mental Health Matters. This is from Dr. Patricia Hartinek. She shares that it's so important to focus on one thing at a time. Be mindful of the present moment. She states this allows us to let go of negative or difficult emotions from past experiences that weigh us down. And you can start doing this by bringing awareness to routine activities, such as when you're taking a shower, or you're eating lunch, or maybe when you're out walking your dog. And to pay attention to the physical sensations you're experiencing, the sounds, the smells, or the tastes of these experiences help you to focus. And when your mind wanders, bring it back to what you were doing. And I wanted to share this with you because this is what you do when you sit down to meditate. You notice how you feel and maybe what's triggering that emotion. And you notice your body and how you feel and what may have triggered that feeling. And when you are healing and you're finding yourself stressed and overwhelmed, focusing on the present moment can mean so much to you. So if you are having trouble focusing, if you absorb yourself in one task that you are doing, so if you are cooking, really focus on what you're chopping. If you're chopping an onion, focus on how the onion feels. If it's making your eyes water, and how it smells. And then when you put it in the pan, listen for how it's sizzling and what that sounds like and the aromas that are emitted when the onion is cooked. If you are brushing your teeth, getting ready for your day or to go to bed at night, notice how the toothpaste feels in your mouth and how the toothbrush feels as you glide it across your teeth, or how it feels in your hand, and notice your posture as you're brushing your teeth. Notice how clean they feel as you rinse your mouth. Engage yourself fully in one thing at a time. And if you're working and you're feeling overwhelmed and stressed because you may be going through something difficult in your life, just focus for maybe half an hour where you actually just set a timer. And for half an hour, you give yourself a worry fast. You let go of all your worries and you just focus on the one thing you need to get done right now. Even if you won't finish it in that amount of time, just the fact that you started and made some progress on the things you need to do. I often do this when I have a lot of phone calls to make, if I'm making appointments. It's not my favorite thing to do. And so I will set a timer and say, okay, for 20 minutes, I'm going to call as many offices as I can to make as many appointments as I can. And even if I just make one appointment because I may have had to wait on hold or they may have had to check something and it can take time, at least I feel, okay, I got through to one person. So I have one appointment set up. Do what you can. And honor yourself in this process. If you start to feel yourself feeling a little fatigued, take a break and come back to it later. But make sure you do come back to it so that you can start to feel some momentum. And this will help you to feel less overwhelmed. So that is a little insight to help you manage your mental and emotional wellness so you don't feel overwhelmed. Be mindful of the moment. And this is what I guide you through every single day on my app. It's called the Sip and Om Meditation App. Sip is for the tea because I also sell herbal teas. You can even receive an herbal subscription box on your doorstep every single month with the herbs for the entire month for each week's series. The herb is customized for each week's series. So for this week, we are focusing on lotus leaf. That is the herb you are sipping. You may already subscribe to receive those herbs. Lotus leaf is fantastic. You can even use it in your rice dishes. I share all kinds of ways to use the herbs, and you get a calendar with a meditation technique every single day on the calendar that is coordinated with the podcast. You also get some meditation cards. They're tea and meditation cards with all the techniques for each week organized for you. So you can try out the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks free. And you get access instantly to over 1,700 guided meditations. And you can see there on the app where you can get access to the subscription tea boxes, or you can go to the sipandom.com website. So as you get ready to do your meditation today, settle yourself down and I'll guide you through the techniques we covered this week. As you sit down, begin to relax your mind and body and mentally repeat to yourself, I accept myself exactly as I am. I accept myself exactly as I am. You can hold your hands in the Mukula Mudra, touching your fingertips to your thumb tips. And then you can take your hands as they're holding this mudra and place it somewhere where you feel tension or pain. And then gently make small circles with your fingers and thumbs holding this mudra. Your fingertips touching your thumb tips. Now take a deep breath through your nose as you inhale. And exhale through your nose, releasing tension. Now extend your exhale, making it twice as long as your inhale, going at your own pace to a count that's comfortable for you. I'll guide you to a count where you inhale to the count of six, and then exhale for the count of 12. This tones the all-important vagus nerve that helps you manage stress. Again, go at your own pace to your own count. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Continue doing this breathing technique and then immerse yourself in stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.